So when the mind knows that bhakti will provide the highest happiness, why is still the mind attracted to material things rather than towards Krishna? The mind is a creature of habit. So whatever it has done in the past, it keeps doing that again and again and again. Almost again. You can say the mind acts mindlessly. That means there is actually an experiment done by a psychologist, Alexander Pavlov. It's called Pavlovian response. So he had, there's an experiment with some dogs. And whenever he provided food to those dogs, at that time, he would ring a bell. And gradually, what happened is, whenever he would ring a bell, the dogs would start salivating. Normally, they would salivate when they would see a food. But because the food was regularly associated with the ringing of the bell, their mind started associating not the sight of the food with sight of the food with saliva, but their mind started associating the sound of the bell with saliva. And afterwards, even when you would ring a bell and not provide food, still the dog would salivate. So like that, you know, certain things may have given us some pleasure in the past. But over a period of, so the mind associates that with pleasure. And then now, when we grow up spiritually, those things don't give us much taste. But still, because the mind is a creature of habit, so it just thinks this is pleasure. And it acts that way. So that's why I talked about the default setting. The default setting can't be changed automatically. It has to be changed conscientiously. So we need to use our intelligence. That means when the mind starts, I want to go in this direction, but the mind is going in that direction. Then I have to use my intelligence. Okay. No, it's going in this direction, but there's nothing over there. So let me bring it in this direction. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam astiram tatastato yayam atmanye vashanayam. And 6.27, the Bhagavad Krishna says that wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control itself. And by this, gradually what will happen? Yunjan evam atmanam yogi nyatamanasa yogi vigata kalmasha sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukhamashnati. That's the previous verse, 6.26. This is 6.27 actually. So Krishna says, by doing this repeatedly, mind will become pacified. It will become purified. And it will settle in the direction of Krishna. So one thing is, we need to know that it is going to require repeated bringing the mind back on Krishna. And second thing is, what we could do to make that thing easier is, if the mind goes in a particular wrong direction, then we minimize the access to that wrong direction. So for example, if I have a tendency to just spend a lot of time surfing on the internet, then I may decide that, okay, I may have some restricted access on it. May have net filter which allows only certain times or only certain sites or whatever. So what happens is, those desires, when they come as a spike, sudden surge of desire. And at that time it seems almost irresistible. But after a few minutes, if we succumb at that time, why did I do that? I didn't want to do that. What happened to me? So when that surge of desires comes, it becomes a little difficult to resist at that time. But the surge doesn't last for long. It will come, it will go. If we can just tolerate during that surge, then we will not succumb to it. So one way to tolerate during that surge is to not have the facility to act on the desires. So it can be with respect to anything. You know, some of us may be obese. So one of the things that obese people are told is that don't keep fatty food next to you. But all you are hungry, keep some healthy snacks next to you. Keep some salad, keep some fruits. So what happens by that? Even if the urge to eat comes, okay, I'm hungry. So then, if there is a fatty food, immediately I'll take that. No matter how many resolutions I have made, I'm not going to eat this. But we eat it. But if it's not accessible, then I have to maybe go there, go somewhere, buy it or cook it, and then purchase it. While I'm going doing all that, oh, why am I doing this? I decide not to do it. Then this comes back. So it's good to decrease the access to a particular weakness or a particular indulgence to which the mind is habituated. And by that, we can decrease the chances of the mind going in that direction and increase the chances of the mind going towards Krishna. Does this answer your question? Is it a question? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.